Welcome back to Pesukei HaDaf. This is Rabbi Yaakov Trump, and we are on Shabbos Daf Kuf Mem Hey. This Daf contains seven Pesukim, and we're going to be focusing on the Pasuk on Kuf Mem Hey of Beis, which appears in Yirmiyahu Perek Tes, Pasuk Tes. The Pasuk reads as follows: Al Heharim Esobechi Vonehi, Al Noes Midbar Kina. For the mountains that take up weeping and wailing, for the pastures in the wilderness a dirge, kinitzasumi bli ish over, because they are laid waste with no man passing through them. Velo shamu kol mikne, and no longer are the sounds of cattle heard. Me ofa shemaim vad behema nodadu halachu, the birds of the sky, the beasts as well, have fled and gone. The Gemara in Shabbos actually is quoting this Pasuk in explaining the following statement. The Gemara is describing a fascinating conversation which was happening in the Beis Medrash, and it is between two Amoraim. The Amoraim are Rabbi Chiya bar Abba and Rabbi Asi. Rabbi Yochanan is dozing, he put his head down, and these two Amoraim are talking about. And the question that they deal with is, why is it that, in fact, the animals in Chutz Laretz are more healthy? Why are they bigger? Why are they fatter? Why are the Talmidei Chachamim in Bavel more elegantly dressed? And in each of these parts of the dialogue, the response is because in Eretz Yisrael it's actually better, and in Chutz La'aretz there are more decrepit issues. That's what it seems to be. Rabbi Yochanan awakes, hearing this, and says, "You're not true on one account. This is not correct." And he takes umbrage with the notion of the birds. Why is it that the birds in Chutz La'aretz are in fact fatter, are larger? He says, because they were never exiled. What is he referring to? So the Gemara explains that at the time of the destruction of the first Beis Hamikdash, based on this prophecy in Yirmiyahu, which actually appears in the Haftarah of Tisha B'Av, this description is giving how all the animals in fact would have been exiled from the land of Israel, including the birds. Because the birds were exiled, that actually meant to say they lost weight, and even when they returned, so to speak, in the evolutionary scale, they never regained that meat which the birds in Chutz La'aretz have. That's what the Gemara says, and it goes on to give a very fascinating gematria, that the word behema, in fact, is the Gematria 52, which is the middle section of the Golos, between the Goloyos, with the exception of the 18 years, between Golos Yoyachin and Tzidkiyo, and the two stages of redemption which occurred later on. So for those 52 years, the land then was absolutely and completely desolate. If we go back into the prophecies of Yirmiyahu itself, it's fascinating. The Mefarshim try to debate and work out what is going on over here. One of the suggestions that the Mefarshim make is, the Radak says, is because, he says, why? Because it is Derech Guzma. He says, maybe it's a hyperbole, it's an exaggeration, because it's not possible that all the animals left. He says, but, or maybe you know what it is because the animals, the plant life, actually needs to have some sort of cultivation. It needs to be that there's human habitation in order to cultivate the fields and the fertile grounds and lands for them to find place. The land was so severely destroyed, there was such a lacking of any habitation, that even the animals had no place to get their food. What is fascinating to me is, this reminds me of not necessarily the destruction of the first Beis Hamikdash, but the destruction of the second Beis Hamikdash as well. We know that in the very, very long extended goddess of the second Beis Hamikdash, the land of Palestine, as it was called by the Romans until recently, when the Jews were able to reclaim their homeland, was in fact an extremely desolate place. Not so long ago, in 1867, Mark Twain, the famous writer, took a trip across the Middle East, and when he entered what was called Palestine at the time, he describes his findings then. He puts it into his journal, which turned into a book called Innocence Abroad. And he describes, and this is to quote, as a desolate country whose soil is rich enough, but given over wholly to weeds, a silent, mournful expanse. A desolation is here that not even imagination can grace with pomp of life and action. We never saw a human being on the whole route. There was hardly a tree or shrub anywhere. Even the olive and the cactus, those fast friends of the worthless soil, had almost deserted the country. And that seems to be the state of Golos. The state of Golos is not simply a notion of human beings not there, but all of nature reflecting that desolation of what is called in Shir HaShirim the Gan Na'ul, the locked garden. When Bnei Yisrael not in their place, not able to do what they're supposed to be doing, there is this desolation which is reflected in the nature around them. This is what Yirmiyahu seems to be talking about. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.